Matt Costa joins us live today. Matt's new album, Mobile Chateau, is his third album since his 2006 major label debut. This album is different. It sounds like it was recorded in a different era. The mid-60s elements of the British invasion and California pop of the time reflect his California home. We'll hear him play the songs live. One highlight from the album takes its lyrics from a Bob Lind tune. Bob Lind had a hit with a song called Elusive Butterfly of Love, which peaked at number 5 on the charts, but he retired from the music business back in 1969, and Matt ended up sort of collaborating with him. We'll talk about that, since Mobile Chateau is so different sounding, and he produced it himself. I asked Matt if he talked with anybody at his record company before proceeding.
I actually didn't talk to anyone before I did it because I felt that, like, I had the opportunity to be in a studio that was at, like, a great price, and, you know what I mean? Because studios cost so much a day, and so my friend had built the studio, and he'd had it for 15 years, and he was just, he needed money to, you know, to be frank. And so he was like, hey, you know, I'll give this to you for a great deal. And like, I was like, yeah, you know. And so I went in there and just the money that I'd made from like the little success I've had on songs before, I was like, take that money and put it into this studio and record the songs the way that I want to. Just thinking like, hey, I'm going to record these demos. And the demos, I felt like, you know, I felt like I'd stumbled across something where I was like, hey, you know, I'd spend so much time recording on like different smaller devices, and I kind of knew just little stuff where when it started sounding good, you know, I started matching that to the records that I loved, and then you know, then basically that's how I recorded this record. And once I did that to these songs and spent the time with them, I realized that these versions weren't just demos, they were going to be the actual record. And so that happened after a couple of months of being in there. And so I decided to spend the next year in the studio doing it.
Oh. Well, we should maybe describe a little bit of what the record sounds like, because there's been a lot of description. The word psychedelic is used. The decade of the late 60s, early 70s, British stuff is brought up. But you're a California guy.
Yeah.
And I have to say that there was so much sort of psychedelic music from that era, which was Californians' interpretation of what was going on in England. And I feel that this is a little bit of that, too.
Yeah. It's all that, you know. And I feel like there was interchange between the two back then, you know, John Mayall living in Laurel Canyon and that sort of thing. And obviously I wasn't around for that. And even still, like, I kind of like have, you know, even in my own writing and things like that, I've kind of secluded myself to my own little area when I'm at home with my small friends and people that I play music with. But as far as like, you know, touring around, you get to know great musicians. And so you kind of, you know, you have the access to people who, you know, I felt like that could benefit the sound of this record a little bit. So there was little small touches that, you know, from touring, I feel like helped benefit the sound of the little subtle sounds that kind of creep in on this record.
Well, before we go to the stage, I'm realizing maybe we should play one from it, and I wanted to play one that you don't do live, which is this really sweet song called Drive, which I, until a few moments ago, I didn't realize that the lyrics come from Bob Lind, who may not be a known name everybody knows, but he had a hit way back in the day called Elusive Butterfly of Love.
Yep.
And he's from LA.
California, yeah.
And you got to know him.
Well, I got to know him through music, you know. Uh-huh. I got to know him through his records, and my uncle had turned me on to him, and it was a blessing, you know, to be able to be inspired by that. And, you know, I got to know him through his music, and I really felt like that knowing that song, and I reinterpreted it and actually wrote my own lyrics to half of it. Mm-hmm. So it was in a sense a song that had been written a long time ago, but also a co-write, because I've written with a lot of people, you know, like, help, you know, done different songs, and it was the same experience, except I was doing it to someone whose work I was very familiar with, and I, you know, felt his presence from his records and things like that. So I just kind of like bounced my ideas off that, and paid tribute to something that was really influential to to him and to the person who turned me on to a lot of the music that led me in this direction.
And you finished it and sent it to him?
I finished it and sent it to him, and he was really excited about how I'd kind of reinvented the song and also made it my own. So therefore, I co-wrote with someone who was decades before, and it was successful, you know, to me, because I feel like that's one of my favorite songs on the record.
Tampa, let's play it. This is, and I guess one of the reasons why you didn't do it today is because you didn't have a piano. So this is Drive.
Baby, ask your man if he would let you come along with me, or would he like that? Tell him I won't keep you long as soon as our good times are gone. I'll bring you right back. But we'll drive to the sea, drive and watch the sun come up over the hills and trees. Be as good as I can be. Try not to get your clothes too sandy. So baby, ask your man to please define the words he screams across the phone each time I call you. Tell him I won't do a single thing he wouldn't do to you, except not on you. But we'll drive to the sea and watch the sun come up over the hills and trees. Be as good as I can be. Try not to get your clothes too sandy.
That is Drive, which is from Mobile Chateau, the new album from Matt Costa. And Matt and the band are about to go on stage at World Cafe Live. We'll hear some of the live performances. But I wanted to get people to get an idea of what this new record sounds like. A lot of people, when they hear that, they talk about the zombies when they hear that particular one.
There you go, yeah.
Which is, you know, whatever. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Indeed. Whatever sound of an era these songs may have, it's not by any means all about your production. It's in the songs, because we're going to hear a real simple version of Witchcraft.
Yep.
And it's in there to begin with, which is kind of cool. What kind of things would you look at in song structure and stuff from that era?
Oh, wow.
Because there's some really cool melodic touches and things in most all these records, these songs.
Well, I feel that in these songs, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things that you can't really put your finger on. I mean, when I first started singing, you know, I started listening to Donovan, you know, and he was something that I'd emulate my voice off of because it was so close to my range, you know. And so when someone sings some way, you pick up the inflections, you know. So I think as far as songwriting goes, if you love it and you learn these songs and you're a student of it, you know, I think it's inherent that, like, you're going to pick up inflections of the the songwriting technique. So I think it's part of that. And I really can't put my finger on exactly like what I did as far as songwriting. I just knew what sounded good, and I kind of let the stream of, you know, the stream of conscious come through in it. I know a lot of it is like you could take like a simple blues progression, and then it's all based off of that. And then once you can twist that into a form that isn't a blues progression, you know, then you've got something that is comforting, because all the blues, the progressions are, they feel good, you know, you always feel good when you hit that. But if you can twist that around in different shapes and forms, then you've got, that's all the British invasion was doing, twisting it, because, you know, they're doing the same thing that I was doing, like trying to emulate it in some sense, you know. And that's what I feel like. One thing about this record is that as much as you try to emulate something, which there's no way that it can't become contemporary, because for some reason or another, I felt compelled to do it, so I did it, and they're my own songs, and therefore it makes it present. And that, for some reason or another, it happened now, and that's what And it happened then, and it will happen again with different things, and that makes something contemporary, the fact that it's happening now when it comes out of your voice and your fingers.
Well, let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live, and this is Witchcraft.
You put a spell on me, girl, some kind of sell and breathe, and I know what it means. Not a superstitious man, but you're calling me back after being with you. And you got me feeling strange, pains and pains that I cannot explain. You must be using witchcraft. A Monday morning, by Monday evening, I had found she had a reputation. As fiery hell's gonna push you down. She's got me saying something I never thought that I'd be seeing again. You're the dark black cat that crosses my path, and you're the mystic train that rolls off the track. It must be a witchcraft for you to do someone like that. It must be a witchcraft for you to do someone like that. Can you tell me what I need to know to paint a picture like Picasso? Oh. Can you give me the tool that's right and make a masterpiece of my life? That's what I need.
We'll see you on the West Coast or somewhere else.
Can You Tell? That is Matt Costa, recorded live on stage at World Cafe Live. And thanks to Matt for being our guest today on the World Cafe.